Rehi, boobies. Okay, carrying on my thoughts. Answers to Simon's thoughts. Simon suggested that the this first version of the new kind of Apple TV might be kept simple and cheap and small in order to just get it in as many homes as possible. And I kind of, yes, okay, I agree the price is designed to, is to try and get it out there. But my problem with that is that it's going to work to some degree in America because of the Netflix thing, basically doing the same things as a Roku box, and the Roku box has sold very well. But it's not going to work so well outside of America because, frankly, at the moment, the new Apple TV is a slightly less good than the old Apple TV that's cheaper and smaller. Because the old Apple TV could do all the same stuff that the new one can do, from my point of view. I mean, I don't care about the next Netflix. That's no use to me. So this new one does all the same things as the one I've already got, but it can't store anything. So it's actually less good than the one I have now. So that's a problem. Can't see how it's going to sell any better than the old one, except for the fact it's cheaper. I don't think there's a huge untapped market of people that didn't buy it because it was too expensive. Perhaps I'm wrong. And also in America, it's actually less functional than the Roku box, which, by the way, is selling like hotcakes. So why would somebody buy the Apple TV instead of the Roku? That just doesn't make sense to me, because it doesn't do anything else the Roku doesn't do, and Roku does more. So that doesn't work for me. Now, the question about the Apple TV being a big screen for your iPad, that's an interesting idea. I hear what you're saying, and it actually brought a thought to mind. Wouldn't it be interesting to see if things like the Stream to Me app, which streams video from my PC to my iPad, which is the way I watch a lot of my content now. I have stuff that I've downloaded and bought and imported from all sorts of different formats. Even just plain DVD rips, I can play on the PC through Stream to Me to my iPad, and I can watch any format I've got. I don't need to video convert it anymore, which I used to convert stuff all the time to H.264. Don't need to do that anymore because of Stream to Me. It's great. And wouldn't it be cool if that app added the AirPlay feature so that I could then stream it from the iPad to the Apple TV? Now, that, on the face of it, is a really cool idea. There's a couple of problems with it. First of all, it means that we're going to have a double bandwidth hit because the video's got to go from the PC to the iPad and then from the iPad to the Apple TV, which means it's going twice over the network, which is going to hit your network bandwidth twice as much as otherwise. And also, you know, I'm sorry to say this, Simon, but you seem to suggest that this was the genius move that Apple had made, and this is why, you know, the Apple TV was so simple and so basic and didn't do all these things. It's not a genius idea. That sounds like an Apple apologist thing to say. This is just too complicated for the man on the street to do. The man on the street is not going to want to have to buy an Apple TV and an iPad so that he can watch the iPlayer on his TV. And by the way, you know, connect to iPlayer on the Apple TV, on the iPad, and then send it to his TV, blah, blah, blah. Rubbish. He wants a box he plugs into his telly that's got an iPlayer button on it. That's how he wants it to work. Anything more complicated is too complicated. And that'll be Apple. I've got to tell you, that's going to be Steve Jobs' view as well. He's not going to want it any more complicated than that. And finally, your assertion that Apple are going to put the ads on the iPad while you're watching the TV on your big screen. Are you crazy? Do you really think the advertisers are going to wear that? Do you really think they're going to let the customer put the iPad down and let the ads go by without them looking at it, without it interrupting the flow of the show? Not for a second. Nobody would buy that. They won't be happy unless it's on the screen in a way that can't be fast forwarded through, in a way that can't be skipped. This is just a fact. I'm afraid we have to see the ad for the advertiser to value it. So, no, I'm sorry, I don't think that stands up at all. I think it's plain and simple, not as good as it should have been. It's not going to give us all the features that I was hoping it would give. And I just can't see it making much of a dent in the market. Whereas a device that had been able to do all the things we hoped for could really have caused a big groundswell of interest and picked up a lot of sales. Opportunity missed. I hope somebody else picks it up, and I hope a lot of people buy it. We'll see.